station, any station. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Radio check, please.
Well, no one wants to talk to you. I can't see any reason, but you sound pretty good there, Chad. In 0TR.
Yeah, my rotator went down, and I got a new one up, and I put a small three-element Yagi underneath the Yagi I've got now. And there for about 2 minutes, every time I keyed the radio, I got a really, my radio let me know I had high SWR. And I don't know, Tom, I disconnected everything, looked at the pins, and put them back, put everything back where they were, and now it's, you know, perfect. So I don't know. Can you give me some kind of signal report?
At 9+40. I mean, it's great, Chad. It's just absolutely perfect. What I'd always do when I put a new one in, I would go towards the lower part of 2 meters on simplex and try it out there, and then go on up away from the repeaters, of course, and go on up to the higher part of the simplex region and see how it was there. And if it all checks out, well, you're in good shape. That's just my old-timer method, Chad, over.
Yeah, roger that. I think I kind of messed up there for a minute. I put the tuner on on the antenna on 146.610, and I noticed on the other radio that the repeater heard that, so my apologies. So I moved on down, you know, down to a simplex, but I've never had that issue before. I guess the Yagi's just doing its thing, I guess, but at any rate, I'm on 5 watts. Is this any different?
None whatsoever. I was trying to think of the simplex frequency, 146.52. I guess we could go over there and try it. I'm sure you would hit me the same way. No, I wasn't correcting you. I was just telling you what I do. That avoids triggering the repeaters. But, you're not alone, Chad. The new radio operators, like we all did, they get on a repeater and start tuning up the radio. And really, they should go to simplex and see how it looks and then go to the repeaters. But I don't know if they teach them that anymore or not. I'm so old.
And 4DJC.
Hey, Jerry. Hang on 1 second. I'm going to switch over to the other antenna. Tom, if you don't mind, let me know what it's doing. So stand by.
Well, Jerry's clear down by Hartwell. You want to report on that antenna first, Chad?
Jerry, I've been having some issues here in the shack. Can you give me some kind of signal report?
Chad, absolutely perfect to me. The audio is great. Full quieting, not a bit of noise that I can hear, nothing in the background. Sounds like a great signal to me.
All right, roger that. I'm going to move to the other antenna. Stand by. 4NUE, testing, 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 testing 3-element Yagi at 5 watts.
I don't hear any difference, do you, Jerry?
Just a little bit of hiss in the background, just a mile, but the other one, I didn't hear a bit of noise on the other one, so it may just be the lobe. The lobe, whereas on this end of it, maybe I'm not real sure, you know, whether the antenna and the lobes are in different directions or what it is. But it sounded, the second one didn't sound as good as the first one to me, but it was perfectly fine. But the other one, this last transmission, Chad, had a tiny bit of noise in the background, but I could not tell. It was just a hiss or something. It was, I'd call it white noise, but it was really, really mild, babe.
Yep, Jerry. If you don't mind, let me move the power up just a little bit and see if anything changes to the 610 machine. Stand by. 4DJC and 0TR, KO4NUE. So, Jerry, that is 35 watts on a three-element Yagi. Is that any better? Is the hiss gone?
Yeah, it has a little, tiny bit of background, but it could just be, you know, propagation or something else. Chad, it's, you know, repeater's been active plenty the last few days, so I wouldn't make any kind of major adjustments, anything like that, because it could change from morning to evening. But this just, it's just a tiny little bit, and Tom may not hear it on his end at all, because Tom and I are kind of, you know, Tom's north of me by 50 miles, 40 miles, I guess, something like that. And I'm right here on I-85 right here at the highway, Davis 19 in Anderson.
Yeah, so, Tom, you be proud of me, bud. So what I did with the new rotator is I mounted it down low and then took my pipe off of the rotator and then made me a little bearing to go on the gable of the roof. So I can get to the rotator without having to, you know, do a whole lot of climbing or a whole lot of lowering. It's down low, and then, you know, everything else is shafted up probably about 15 feet above the gable. And I mean, I'm pleased with it.
This is Enduro TR. Guys, I got to run. I got an appliance serviceman here, and that sounds like what a good machinist would do, Chad. Kudos to you, buddy. Jerry, I got to go, so I'll let you pick it up. I'm going to turn this audio down because I'm right here in the room with him. This is Enduro TR clear.
What was that first antenna you were using, if I might ask?
It was 14 element or 12 element Cushcraft. Yeah.
Some of those designs or at least the Cushcraft, most of them were designed as low noise antennas. I'm not sure what they do that. I don't know enough about antenna design. But the F-14, that was the first one we used. It was really solid, dead solid. But you don't know what the path is. I mean, I don't know what the path is between your location and there. You don't know what you got to go over, go around, and you also know what type of, there is propagation of tropo, propagation of VHF is a real thing, so it changes from time to time. Some of these areas, you hear some crackling and popping, and that's coming in from, that's not generally coming from somebody's radio, that's generally coming from some type of propagation issues.
Well, so back on the Cushcraft now, and that's 10 watts. So, if no complaints, I think I'll leave it there.
5 watts on that thing, Chad. I'm running 5, and mine's a 5-element log antenna, which is just a log periodic, but this is only about 25 inches. The boom's only about 25 inches, but I'm up about 25 feet, but mine's actually inside my house. It's not even outside.
That's pretty neat. Well, Jerry, I appreciate the signal report. Small Yagi I've got, it's got 440 on it. That's why I put it up. So I'm going to move up to try to find a 440 machine somewhere and check it out. So I appreciate it. 73's there. You have a wonderful day, sir. Nice talking to you. KO4NUE, clear.
Talk to you later, Chad. Good talking to you. Good luck with it. Looks and sounds good so far. Keep it up. KO4DJC, clear.